Hey there, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 13th of June, 2023. Got the best in tech that's been going on, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Now, wouldn't you like to do this? Get a bill and say, I don't want to pay you. Well, that's what Twitter's doing. Now, this goes back to 2018, and it involves Twitter and Google. Now, Twitter signed a $1 billion, yes, B with a billion, contract with Google to host some of its services on the company's Google Cloud servers. But according to the Platformer reports, Twitter recently has refused to pay the search giant ahead of the contract's June 30th renewal date. This apparently is because Twitter is moving many of its services off Google's infrastructure, and it's to be done before the contract expires. But like all things, when it comes to moving day, yeah, it's not going as planned. And since Twitter's refusing to pay any bill, and if they can't migrate their system over to their own servers by the end of the month, millions upon millions of spam, not to mention other things, probably will be creeping up on the platform. Spotify, great when you got an internet connection, sucks when you can't find one. Well, if you need an offline mix, Spotify's here to help you out. Yes, the company has revealed it's working on a feature called Your Offline Mix. Basically, it's a playlist that it's automatically created from what you've been listening to recently. And it also means you won't have to have an internet connection, at least for a while, to enjoy the playlist. Now, Spotify, they're not going into a whole lot of details about this upcoming feature. The only thing that the company has said is that Your Offline Mix is a playlist designed for those times when you can't actually be online. And more than likely, if it has to do with what you've been listening to, it might have a lot to do with Catch. Yeah, what's already downloaded in your phone. Meaning it's the software probably going around saying, oh yeah, you've got that. Well, here's a mix for you. Meaning your mix won't change until you find an internet connection again. As for when Spotify plans on introducing this new feature, they didn't say when that will happen either. Maybe they're also looking for an internet connection. Finally, speaking of internet connections, how about a VPN for that Apple TV you got? Ain't happening? Well, think again. Yeah, it doesn't really work with a VPN, unless you've got it connected to your router, of course. But a native one might actually be coming for this thing. Yes, it looks like tvOS 17 will get a native VPN app support. And if that's shocking news, it should be. It didn't even make it into the keynote. Of course, having a native VPN for Apple TV would bring it right up alongside Google Chromecast or Amazon's Fire TV devices. In fact, it may be one reason why people choose those devices over an Apple TV right now. The main thing, however, though, will there be apps for it? NordVPN or even ExpressVPN, two of the most popular VPN services out there, they've declined to comment if they're actually developing native apps for the Apple TV. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Support the news show today over at our Patreon page at patreon.com/BTN News. You can find the news show over at the BTN Network official website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also follow the network on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And come on by and join the community today over at the Slack room at britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best in tech that's going to be going on. But until then, have yourself a great Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.